With each breath, each moment of life, we come full circle. With the inhale, the exhalation, and the slight space in between, we are continually renewed. As we rely on the breath and our awareness of the breath, and our choice to really bring attention into the action of breathing, we can remind ourselves that this cycle, this full circle, is within us at all times. And within this full circle are the ripples that we create that spread outward to our families, our communities, and the world. As we recognize this full circle, I invite you to remember that it's always about starting with ourselves. As we get frustrated by things going on in our lives, our children, our partners, family, friends, events, experiences, past trauma, we can always give ourselves the gift of starting with ourselves. I'd like to share a poem with you that's been inspiring to me for years. And from my understanding, it was written on the tomb of an Anglican bishop in the crypts of Westminster Abbey. When I was young and free, my imagination had no limits. I dreamed of changing the world. As I grew older and wiser, I discovered the world would not change, so I shortened my sights somewhat and decided to change only my country. But it, too, seemed immovable. As I grew into my twilight years, in one last desperate attempt, I settled for changing only my family, those closest to me. But alas, they would have none of it. And now, as I lie on my deathbed, I suddenly realize if I had only changed myself first, then by example, I would have changed my family. From their inspiration and encouragement, I would then have been able to better my country, and who knows, I may have even changed the world. Anonymous. Today, I invite you to remember and to really anchor into your ability to change things from within and to rest with what is present for you in any given moment, to really acknowledge the gift that you are in this world and to your family. So let's begin bringing attention into the breath. Really becoming aware of this full circle that is occurring all the time. The inhale and the exhalation, and the space in between. Allowing yourself to rely on the breath. Deeply bringing attention into the breath and the body. Noticing the rest that is available here to you now and in each moment anew. Noticing anything that's present for you in this time. Extending gratitude to yourself and appreciation for your willingness to explore meditation and mindfulness for yourself and for your family. Celebrating your willingness to be you and the parent that you can be for your children, because only you can fulfill that role for them. Only you can decide what to do in a moment of tension and how to make amends for moments that go awry. Rest with some gentle compassion and gratitude for yourself, just really allowing yourself to experience all of the capabilities and strengths that you have, to acknowledge and appreciate the full circle that you are and that you extend into the world. Whole and complete and of value as you are. Continuing awareness of your breath and body. Bring attention into your feet and hands and gently open your eyes, noticing your surroundings. Take this awareness with you into your days and remember to appreciate yourself and your children along the way.